fair water, our father, when we sent for. This is all the tall fellas we can harvest.
I'm afraid to do anything with this song. Right, Nina, she said, I'll sing with Nina wrong. Right, question just me. Question. Well, that was the show. Hard to come in Merlin, fought your oath, hike on Darius Skyland, Sauron is Tahad. As a Kayla, if you come in Merlin. Come with a rash in Inish Arish, the Caribbean as a Kayla and Tom Shock, Fuim Maravi, Dahad Nino, Quenim, Sylvian, Nidir, Chaska, Nid. I was bewildered almost more than Chod and Consulera Frank Neenan, Mayra Nahinsha, the Lord, I was put as a whole less as Kevin having in shop, some island all in shop in initial reached. We come up very man, Dom Erla, their father, right? Me and Thresh Wash, and Uthron, sorry, go here, let Nenefi Roster. Ronin were once a conductor, May, Benny Erla, Lynch, and Ronan. Agus bod wedyn ar mwyaf os ydw o'r dei, a sy'n dapu o'ch llanwch o hwb yn fertach o'ch dwy'n blian yn i'r blian yna o bod ni'n cymryd fel yna. Ta erbyth nhw o bag yn ofoch, eich tŵs yn y blian yna, lach o'n ffila agus bwyt o'r dwys Nobel, Seamus Heaney le Cyrwyn y fe yn erbyth ar y gofyn. I was told that we have to, I was told that Sule Echel in our mask, a reach, La Egan Gorua, a Harim Drakur, Ni Hint Leshabe Linear Chaplain Shop, a Kurmisha Yavain against Sky. Friends of Common Merriman, you're heartily welcome to the 42nd annual Merriman Summer School, a school during which we hope, I suppose, or we probably need to go back to basics. In fact, in the times that are in it, we probably all need to do so. Are we there yet is our theme, and this year, as we put it in Irish, is our theme this year, or as we put it in Irish, on Father Wayne Fos, Tír Tarringire, are we far from the promised land, or the prophesied land we've been planning for, the land of milk and honey, of full and plenty, of comfort, and with every house having, was it two chickens in the pot, two cars in the garage, and two houses, one for 5 days, and one for rainy days. We're reminded of the song, She's Far From the Land. We do appear to have strayed quite a bit off course, out of sight of the well-known and familiar landmarks. Cork fishermen in the Aran Islands would call this a galamachar gaol, going out onto the depths, into the deep. And in economic terms, we certainly are now swimming, it seems, way out of our depth, without flotation devices, maybe for certain people, financial places, without flotation devices and in mortal peril. I've been mulling over this in recent days and wonder, can we blame it all on the millennium? One of my current reading projects is Millennium by Tom Holland, no relation of John Clareman, inventor of the submarine and so forth. It strikes me that our own reaction to the passing of the millennium was that we held our breath as it approached. And when the planes didn't fall off the sky, and when the computers carried on as normal, and life as well, we let rip, with the relief of it all. We overdosed on the good life, went on an economic binge, let go of the reins or safety devices, thinking that as the sky hadn't fallen, it might even be the limit. So I hope this week that we'll be helped to take stock and perhaps begin a recalibration of values, of goals, both personal and national, and what we want for our children and grandchildren, the young people who so positively and hopefully grace the cover of this year's programme. Their grandparents, of many of them, are here tonight. They're not actually from Clare. They're all from my own people's county, Leitrim. Nevertheless, these are the young people. What have we done to them? And what are we going to do for them? But we do have some good news. You will know that we lost our esteemed patron, President Patrick Hillary, last year. I'm very happy to have Dr. Maeve Hillary with us this evening. And also Councillor Frank Neelan, Mayor of Ennis. It took us 42 years to raise banners. So in our 42nd year, we actually managed to put up banners to celebrate the summer school, and you'll see them in the town. And thank you for that. We deliberated for some time on the question of our patron and decided on a change of emphasis. We looked to the world of literature, and in view of his preeminence in the world of literature and poetry in particular, and his long-term interest in Brian Merriman and his court of Onisha, we were delighted when Seamus Heaney accepted an invitation to become our patron at the beginning of this year. We're very grateful to him. He won't be able to join us this year, but he has sent his best wishes, his apologies and best wishes to the school and participants. So we're extremely happy to see all the familiar faces again, and we welcome also those for whom this is the first appearance at a Merriman summer school. And we send our best wishes to two of our founders, Con Howard and Kieran Mahon. During our opening ceremonies and celebrations, I do have the annual sad duty of noting the passing of friends since we last met. The death has been at it again in the past year. I suppose we shouldn't be surprised that we've lost some of our first supporters, Ailish Ellis, Nick Clune, and Maeve Ryan. Also, Brigid Wacky, Flannery Ryan, a regular attender, you may remember him as the creator of Dahi Lacha, and at the time of his passing, author of the very popular Where's That column in the Irish Times. Judge Conor McGuire, who gave great practical assistance in allowing us access to European funding for many years. Kevin Donnelly, who used to come annually from the States before moving to Galway recently. Jan Cashin, whose claim to fame in our case is that he translated Court of Onisha. And perhaps not at all, finally, the gifted shadow singer and promising scholar Kieran O'Connor, who was to have participated in this year's winter school, but died tragically a few days before the school. There are others. I was going to across the Ordo Erfad. The Skelsha, Dangshamut Dinna, or of Chan Tahi Ege, or Skelin or Chumun, as we saw the Kurumut Jurahora, a Huaka Erhain, she named Bob Collins. Sean Carroll, who were in Bob, Skelin Estura, is then a fear vigilante, of some down Murdo, as Pledging with Clark and Scott for the Hale Ege Dor. Colin Redman was delighted when Bob Collins accepted the invitation to direct this year's summer school. Except is a bit of a euphemism. The pressure was relentless, and all known four forms of blackmail were used in this case. We're very, very grateful. I believe he has put together an excellent programme, but he's a very busy man. He's currently Chief Commissioner of the Equality Commission in Northern Ireland and former Director General, as you know, of RTE. So before asking him to take charge of proceedings, I wish to thank all our sponsors, and especially Clare County Council, our very own local authority, which is providing substantial assistance to Common Maryland on an annual basis, even in hard times. And I wish to make special mention again this year the support we receive from members of local authorities throughout the country by their attendance at our schools, both summer and winter. We believe that in return for their support, we provide an invaluable forum in which they have an opportunity to participate in much healthy debate on a wide range of topics related to Ireland, our history, our heritage, and many everyday concerns of our people. The University of Limerick, notably Éin an na Gaeilge within that university, gives consistent support, modest in terms of finance, but unstinting in terms of organisational and personnel support. Thanks also to yourselves, to the extremely hard-working committee of Cumann Merriman, and particularly the local committee of Noel Crowley, Francis O'Gorman, and Helen Walsh. All the people at Glore and Clare Library, the museum, and the new kid on the block, the Regional Learning Centre. Templegate and Old Ground Hotels, not to mention other hotels, guest houses and other establishments. And to yourselves for coming. There would be no schools without you. So, Gennairi Lidl Gadeir, Mina Buichas Asward Daki of the Cumann Merriman, Agus Gennairi Lisbeth Saura Gavi Lipsani, Ira Minisha Bob Collins, Lorden, Queen Glor, Quimshaw, Tarita Ega Duin, Lisbeth Saura Nina, Agus Argaid, Haintor, Hur Ilar, Gurman.
The word accept was a misnomer, the word invitation was a misnomer as well. I'm the author of the unso liv a reach or stura or it's the gahain lach quira wimsha the part of in such culture mar the after no shabanar or no the so I live a ser no a hair for the other no a harrigling around that erbe come on Scottish and Clarshaw Curlicale. Ta me new Nascala, me new and Tema tuga doing agilian agus ni gantons don arash erin over shin. Akshilim gwyl deshigain lilin na shachtan isha. Ar machna bianav er mŵr keshtana na lilin isha. Agus dispoir ta kabu adrin hain agus nashna bianni hivig kuykna okaadi ele dyn shachtan isha. Fwy cadan an dwy'n mae'r pobl, mae'r dyn, mae'r teir. As usual, one can turn to the good book to find an apt quotation that sums up our present state. And those of you who regularly read your Bibles will know that in the Apocrypha there is the book of Ecclesiasticus, in which it is said at chapter 11, verse 25, in the day of prosperity, there is forgetfulness of affliction. And in the day of affliction, there is no further remembrance of prosperity. And I think we know in which of the days we find ourselves at the moment. And I think that that wise comment made more than 2,000 years ago reminds us of the need to maintain some kind of balance in our view of the world in which we live, of the valley of tears or joy through which we are travelling. And to remember also the words of Antonio Gramsci, the Italian philosopher, who said, the old is dying, the new is being born, and in the interregnum there are many morbid symptoms, and we can recognize a lot of the morbid symptoms. But it is a view of hope and of optimism, because it does recognize that the new is being born. The purpose of this week, then, is to look to the questions, the priorities, the opportunities, the challenges, the issues that confront this generation of political leaders, of policymakers, of citizens. They seem more complex, perhaps, than they have been for a long time, but maybe they're not. And we have to remember that others, too, have gone through this phase of charting a future, of identifying a sense of our future self, of situating ourselves in a changing world. And it happens that 50 years ago, the government, in essence, the guiding spirits of Sean Lamass and T.K. Whittaker, produced the first program for economic expansion, following on the Whittaker document, Economic Development, which did seek to situate Ireland in a new place, in a changing world. And as part of looking to the future, of identifying the significant questions that we need to address across a wide range of the topics that will permeate this school, it's important to have a sense of our past, to look to the kind of issues that had to be addressed a half a century ago, and to remind ourselves of the context within which they were addressed and the nature of the responses which those circumstances evoked. Having lived through the period is not a guarantee of understanding the dynamics that were at work. And to give us some insights in that area, we are very pleased indeed that Diarmaid Ferriter is the opening lecturer at this summer school. There are few in the audience who will need to be introduced to him. He is widely known and respected. as a scholar through his writing, and known to a substantial audience throughout the country through his work in broadcasting. His work in Ireland in the 20th century, his wonderful work on De Valera, his presentation of a variety of strands of programmes on radio, and future work in broadcasting have meant and will mean that he is an important contributor to the formation of thought in 21st century Ireland. And it gives me great pleasure to ask him to deliver the opening lecture of this year's school.